Hey, I'm Cassie with all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. It's back. Bluesfest has risen from the ashes and, as they say, third time lucky. The legendary Aussie festival that's been hit with a string of COVID-related bad luck has announced its rescheduled dates with bonus new headliners. Midnight Oil and Paul Kelly have both been announced to headline the Friday and Saturday events consecutively, with previous headliners Tash Sultana and Jimmy Barnes still heading the iconic Byron Bay Festival. Keeping with the long weekend tradition, it's happening October 1st to 4th, with the festival assuring music lovers most of the lineup scheduled for the Easter event will return for the new dates. You can get more info at triplem.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gene Simmons, and you're not.
Kiss have made worldwide headlines this week following their interview with Triple M's Becco, and I'm not surprised. You put Gene Simmons in front of a microphone and he makes waves. Kiss's Gene and Paul Stanley reunited on Zoom for the Triple M special before their huge end of the world final tour comes down under. Within the first few minutes of the interview, Gene had already called out the Rolling Stones.
We are literally the hardest working band out there. Jagger and the Stones are older, I will say that, and he looks fantastic. But all you have to do to be in the Stones, respectfully, and I've always been a fan major, is wear some sneakers and a t-shirt and you're done. And you can stand still, you can be the godlike Keith Richards and just strong and you're fine. You don't have to break a sweat.
And you too.
I think I should have thought of this, about this long and hard. Maybe I should have been in a band like U2 or the Stones.
Yes.
You know, it's comfortable.
And even our very own Angus Young from AC/DC.
You're the guy. What's your name? Angus. And then he smiled. And I'll never forget it. He didn't have front teeth.
And you can catch Becco's full interview with Kiss on the Listener app now.
Hello, sometimes I like to pretend I'm Tim Rogers.
UMI have finally released their first album in a decade, and they haven't missed a beat with this one. The release of their new album, The Lives of Others, which features our fave, The Waterboy, also comes with a tour. So check out the UMI website for all the dates. You can get a taste of UMI's live show on the Triple M YouTube channel. There's a couple of performances up there.
Hey, it's Robbie from the Ugadals.
Now, INXS need an award for the most covered Aussie band. It feels like every week lately, someone else is taking on one of the Aussie rock band's classics. And this week, it's American old rock band The Goo Goo Dolls' turn. The 90s nostalgia band have shared their live cover of INXS's 1982 hit Don't Change ahead of the release of a brand new album filled with live and rare recordings. You can hear the full version of Don't Change and get all the details of the Goo Goo Dolls' creatively titled new release, Rarities, on the Triple M website now.
Hi, it's Paul Kelly here on Triple M.
The legend that is Paul Kelly joined Triple M's Malloy this week to play his classic Careless and have a chat. Paul shared the inspiration behind the song.
Oh, that was written in the 80s when I was listening to a lot of the Go-Betweens.
Yeah, okay.
So they had a song called Apologies Accepted and used those chords, so I sort of nicked them.
Like they say, inspiration comes from many places. Even if it's borrowing from one of your favourite bands. You can catch Paul Kelly's full performance of Careless and the full interview from Malloy on the Listener app now.
This is Vince Neil.
This is Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
Motley Crue have announced a huge 40th anniversary re-release this week, kicking things off with the remastered release of their iconic, groundbreaking 1987 album, Girls, 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 and it's out this June. Triple M's Hard and Heavy's Higo has more on this, and you can catch up on all the latest Hard and Heavy headlines on the Listener app right now, and listen to Hard and Heavy there too.
Hi, this is Chris Cornell.
This week marked 4 years since the shock loss of Soundgarden frontman, solo artist and music icon Chris Cornell. His loss is still felt in the music industry today, with the Pretty Reckless frontwoman, Taylor Momsen, looking at the legacy he's left.
Well, Chris Cornell is simply one of the greatest singers and songwriters of all time. I mean, his ability to put emotions into a song in such a poetic way and then sing them with that voice is just absolutely unmatched.
Momsen and her band, The Pretty Reckless, like many others, were hugely influenced by Chris Cornell and the Pretty Reckless were on tour with him at the time of his death. You can hear so many more tributes for Chris Cornell and some classic interviews that we've had with him over the years on the Listener app now.
Hello, folks. This is Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus.
This week, indie rock fans are celebrating with the announcement that Hoodoo Gurus and the Dandy Warhols are joining forces and hitting the road this December. The tour celebrates Hoodoo Gurus' 40-year anniversary since their first live show back in 1981, along with the release of a brand new single, World of Pain, and it's out now. The tour kicks off in Brisbane December 1 before touring the map. All of the tour dates and info is at triplem.com.au. Well, that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app for all of the latest rock news and interviews.